This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
As we get closer to the holiday season, that seems to be a theme for a lot of things going on. And Roseburg High School Theater and theater teacher Troy Pennington on. And Troy, I guess you're getting ready for something kind of in the spirit of the upcoming season as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we are doing an adaptation of A Christmas Carol done kind of as a backstage comedy farce. So we're kind of wrote an adaptation called Something Like a Christmas Carol, and it will be going up December 6th through the 15th.
And how did this all come together?
Yeah, so I got the idea of doing a Christmas show, but I didn't want to do a traditional version of it, and I didn't want to do a drama. So came up with the idea of kind of taking A Christmas Carol and then blending it with this other play called The Play That Goes Wrong, which is literally anything and everything that could go wrong with the show goes wrong while the show is performed. So kind of combined the two ideas together and wrote an adaptation of it, and the kids are having a great time.
So how many kids are you going to have on stage?
Oh, I think the cast altogether is somewhere around 35, and then I'll have about 10 or so tech crew kids kind of hanging out in the background working on special effects, doing the lights and sound and all that. So well, altogether about 45 kiddos involved.
Wow, a lot of involvement there. Busy time for your program. How many years have you been the theater teacher?
So this is just going into year two.
And what was it like to get through year one?
Kind of by the seat of my pants. It was adjusting to the new environment, you know, kind of developing relationships with the kids and things. But we put on a couple of awesome shows last year. We did Clue, the murder mystery comedy, in the fall, and then we did the Addams Family musical in the spring, and both were very well received. So we're looking to doing the same thing, kind of creating the same magic this year.
And, of course, people may recognize your name because you kind of literally grew up in theater around here.
I did, yeah. Yeah, kind of the theater both over at UAC and then up at UCC kind of helped shape me into the person I am.
So what is it about theater that's such a passion for you?
I am very into stories and storytelling. In particular for me, you know, books and TV shows and all of that are fun, and they're awesome ways of being able to create stories. But I am a big fan of what it's like when a story happens at you live and in your face. So I am a big fan of the interpersonal connection with watching a live show. So for me, there's no better storytelling magic than being able to kind of see something come to life right in front of you.
Now, do you like comedies more than dramas or kind of both?
Both. It really all depends on the story and kind of what I'm interested in the moment. So as long as the story is solid and it intrigues me, that's really all that matters.
And talk about the facility you've got. People seem to really like the Rose Theater.
Yeah. So we are working on improvements right now on it. And it's a 650-seat proscenium theater. So it's pretty new, too. It was built, I believe, it was 2003, 2004 when it was completed. 650-seat theater. It's beautiful place. It really is. And I feel very lucky to be able to have it because not a lot of schools throughout the state or really even the country have the same kind of stage that we do.
And for the kids that are involved, talk about some of the things you're teaching them about acting, but also how that applies to other areas of life.
Yeah, so the awesome thing about theater and performing arts in general is that there are so many transferable life skills. So in theater, kiddos, there will be a very small percentage that will try to pursue this professionally. But for everybody else that walks into the program, they will walk away with collaboration, teamwork, analytical skills, being able to problem solve on the fly. So there are so many different skills that you can be able to take from theater and apply them, whether you go into marketing, communications, say the health field. So anything that you really learn in theater is just developing you as a better human being.
And some for folks that don't normally go to a theater production, what would you say to encourage you encourage them to come to this one?
Yeah, so I know that theater isn't necessarily for everybody, and some people have a really hard time kind of suspending their disbelief to kind of give into the show that they are being shown, right, that the performance is happening. But I would say to just go and see something, because you never know what's going to click. Sometimes you'll go and you'll see a comedy that maybe isn't that funny, but then you'll go and see a drama that you really connect to, and that might be able to kind of change how you see theater. And vice versa. You might go to a drama and be bored to death, and then you go to a comedy and realize this is what you like. So what I would suggest doing is just going out into the community. That these people spend so much time, the kiddos here and then also in the community like over at UX, there's so many hours invested in trying to be able to put on a really good show. So even just going to support and being able to take something away from a show is really kind of what the goal is, I think, for all of us who are on the back end creating these.
So remind people again the name of this show and when it will be performed.
Yeah, so the name of this show is Something Like a Christmas Carol, and will be at the Rose Theater December 6th through the 15th. And then you can email me at tpennington@roseburg.k12.or.us, very long email address, if you wanted to be able to purchase tickets in advance. Otherwise, tickets will be available at the door.
All right, Troy Pennington, we'll talk about this again soon from the Roseburg High Theater Department. Troy, thanks for being on this morning.
All right, awesome. Appreciate it, Kyle. Have a good one.
All right, 8:38 at the morning report.